Mike Mayock, NFL Network, at the Florida Gators Pro Day. In general here, this is a defensive-heavy group in Florida, right?
And the tape is great. I mean, that's what makes it fun, is that they played at a real high level. They were coached really well. They fly to the football. A couple of them didn't work at the combine because of medical, so it was a big day for them. And, of course, Tease Tabor ran a poor 40 at the combine, so it was a big day for him.
Tabor is one guy. Davis had a big day today, too, the linebacker, right?
I thought Jared Davis and Marcus May really helped themselves. They're the two guys that didn't work out at the combine. You know, Davis ran 4.58. I think he jumped 38.5 inches, showed explosion and quickness. Marcus May, who in a really heavy safety class, he's a good football player. He ran 4.48, 4.49, and he helped himself. And I think the guy that frustrates people a little bit, and it's going to be a very big conversation piece in the next month, is Tease Tabor. He ran 4.75, and for a high-level corner, that's a tough conversation.
How can he fix that? How can he overcome that lack of 40?
Well, the conversation in the rooms is going to be about, okay, you got to go back to the tape, and, you know, 80 to 90% of your grade's a tape, and his tape's good. And you don't see too many guys in the SEC running past him. So how fast is his competitive speed versus his track speed? That's going to be the conversation. And then you kind of got the special teams coaches are going to say, well, if he's not starting a corner and he's a 4.75 guy, how much is he going to help me on teams? So there's going to be some tough conversations in a bunch of draft rooms about Tease Tabor. And it's going to be, hey, he's a good football player, but why is he running 4.75?
In general, here in Florida, we all know about Dante Fowler Jr., his potential, and what he did here in Gainesville. Vernon Hargrave, similar, both high first-round type of talents. In general, how does this compare year after year in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the corner talent in the last 2 years, I mean, Hargraves comes out, and he's a top 10 or 11 pick, and this year you've got Quincy Wilson and you've got Tease Tabor. We haven't even talked about Alex Anzalone, who is going to go higher than people think. He had some durability issues here in Florida, but he's got length and speed and athleticism. So Anzalone is probably going to be a second-day pick. So there's so much defensive talent running around today. It's awesome.